Woohoo! Disneyland, here we come. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm riding in your car this time.
No. Oh, come on. We agreed to this.
Yes, we did. We all agreed that since your sister got to ride with you this morning, I get you all to myself this afternoon. Those are the rules that I made up at lunch.
Oh, come on, please.
Okay, I know you didn't agree to anything, but I wore your sister down, and she said that I can ride with you. Also, I may have already told her that you were okay with it, which is why she's in your family's car, which is just pulling out of the parking lot right now. So it looks like to me you don't have much of a choice.
No. Come on, don't call her, please. Put your phone away. I promise I won't annoy you. I just wanted someone new to talk to.
I promise. Please.
Yay! This is going to be so much fun.
Are we there yet?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. As if I'd want our time together to be over already.
Your sister is so awesome for inviting me on this trip. Well, for relenting and helping me bug your parents to take me on this trip. I remember hearing about your family's trips to Disneyland every year since I was little, and I always wanted to come along so badly. It's a dream to finally be invited, even if it took until I started college for it to actually happen. It's so nice, even just riding in the front seat of your car, listening to the radio, watching the cars go by. What? All I did was put my hand on your thigh. I know what I said. This isn't annoying, is it? Me just resting my hand down here. What's wrong? Doesn't it feel nice when I give you a little rub down there? Stop squirming. You're going to run us off the road.
Weird?
What's weird about it?
All I'm doing is slowly and gently brushing my hand up and down your thigh. Oops.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make you flinch like that. My hand must have gone a little too far in the wrong direction there. I wonder what that was, though. I definitely thought it was your leg. It felt just the same as what I had been touching. Long and stiff and. Hey. Watch the road, silly. Both hands on the wheel now. The freeway is packed, so there's no way we're stopping. You'd better concentrate. Just let me do what I want to do down there, okay? Nothing bad is going to happen, I promise. Besides, you don't want to cause an accident, do you? Oh, it'd be my fault if we had an accident? No way! I'm barely even touching you. There's no way I can cause an accident.
Except maybe the happy kind.
Don't worry, I'll be very gentle with you. Trust me, I never do anything that might impair your driving. So if you just stop squirming, just focus on the road and let me do what I want with you. Then I promise the stretch of road will be the best ride of the whole entire trip. Eyes on the road. It's just a peck on the cheek.
And the neck.
I promise I'll let you know if I have any surprises for you later on. Oh my God, you feel so hard under there. How about we just. Shh. Oh, shh. How many times do I have to tell you? Watch the road. All I'm doing is trying to make you a little more comfortable. We don't want any painful distractions down there, do we? Oh, wow. Your cock is so fucking beautiful. Oh. Just let me wrap my hand around it. Oh, I've wanted to touch you like this for so freaking long. It looks so much sexier up close, too. Oh, yeah. I've seen it all before. A few times, actually. I know you know that I've had a crush on you for like ever. Whenever I would get away with it, I'd sneak out of your sister's room during sleepovers and catch a peek of you coming out of the shower late at night. Oh, I've wanted to stuff this big, gorgeous dick down my throat since the first time I saw it. Don't act like you don't like what you're hearing. Look at how fucking hard you got just from me lightly patting you through your jeans. You love this, don't you, baby? What? You don't like it when I call you that? Oh, baby. I know you do. You won't admit it, but I felt you twitch when I said it. You can be honest. Tell me you like it when your sister's best friend calls you that. It's like I'm your girlfriend. Just imagine that, baby. Imagine I'm your girlfriend, pumping your cock from the passenger seat while you're driving us to Disneyland. I could be, you know, I could be your girlfriend for the weekend. The sweetest, sluttiest little girlfriend you've ever had. Do you like that, baby? I let you fuck me in any way you want for the next 2 days, and your sister would never have to know. I just continue being my usual clingy self, and you can just pretend you weren't interested, just like you always do. But then the second she took her eyes off us, I'd pull you away and into a toilet, and you can fuck my brains out. It'd be our little secret. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare ya. I just wanted to get you nice and lubed up so this handjob can feel even better than I know it already does. Oh, I just want to feel my hand slipping and sliding over you as I slowly stroke you up and down. Oh, there we go. Nice and sobbing wet. Oh, fuck yeah, baby. You look so sexy like this. Shiny and hard as a rock. My hand effortlessly sliding up and down the whole length of it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, I promised you no surprises, baby. So here's your warning. I'm about to take your big, thick fucking dick in my mouth and give you the dirtiest, sloppiest blowjob you've ever had. Remember, eyes on the road. You like that, baby? Do you like my getting red hair? From your little sister's friend? Don't even try to deny it. I know you do. I can feel your cock throb every time I take the head of my mouth and
I bet you're dying to sneak a peek down here. And see my pretty little head buried in your crotch. Drilling out the sides of my mouth like a filthy fucking whore. Oh, don't. Just listen to me, baby. Keep your eyes glued on the road. Just listen to me. Slobber all over your big, gorgeous jig. Are you gonna come? You are, aren't you? It's okay. Go ahead. Bust a fat fucking nut down your sister's slutty little friend's throat. I want her. Give me that cum, baby. I want to taste it on my tongue all the way to the hotel. And when we get there, I'll get out and give your sister a big wet kiss on the cheek and tell her how cool her brother is for letting me ride along in this car with him. Okay, baby, I'm gonna shove your dick all the way down my nasty little throat and gag on it. When I do, I'm going to shoot a load of your hot, thick fucking jizz right into my belly, okay? You ready? Oh, that tight, baby. Because I'm not going to stop until you empty your balls for me. Came so much, baby. I can feel you pumping it into me. Oh, it tastes so fucking good. There you go. Not a drop gone to waste. Thank you, baby. Let me just give you another peck on the cheek for being such a good driver while I throat fucked myself for you. Mwah. You're so tense. Was it all a little too much for you? You did come pretty hard. Oh, I'm sorry, baby, but I had to. I probably never would have gotten the chance to do anything like this. And I've wanted you so badly for so long. It's okay. How about I help you relax with a nice slow hand job? You deserve it. You look so cute like this, baby. Eyes glazed over. Your cock sticky and glistening with spit in the afternoon sun, growing soft in my hand as I stroke it up and down. Oh my god, look! It's your family's car. There's your sister. Hi! Come on, wave with me. Hi! Go on, wave to her. It's not like she knows I just took a load of your jizz down my throat, or that I've got my hand wrapped around your cock right now. Like I said, she never has to know. It's our little secret. So go on, wave to her. Hi!